Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this session of the Time of Monsters. Yesterday, some of you might have seen the first session in this series, which we call The Standard of Civilization, which was introduced by Anthony Angi, whose book, Imperialism, Sovereignty, and the Making of International Law, was in many ways the inspiration for us, the curators, to inaugurate this particular series. The essential argument of his book and of the series, the section that happened last night, is that civilization, the standard of civilization, as we say in the title, has been used since the age of empire to make distinctions between nations on the basis of their value and on the basis of their significance in the international system. Tony Angi traced a 500-year history last night, in which he described how Europeans had, by asserting themselves as the civilized countries, and by establishing this as a matter of legal influence, managed to hijack the international system to the extent that the subsequent independence of formerly colonized countries was not enough for them to right the balance. They were still deemed in international law uncivilized and had inferior status to the Western powers, even though the language had changed. So previously the language was civilized white European countries as opposed to uncivilized non-European countries. In the contemporary era, the language has changed. Human rights stands in for civilized. Good governance stands in for civilized. Democracy stands in for civilized. But essentially, his argument is that the hierarchy is the same. Today, in this session, we're going to look at how this works itself out in the arena of war, because clearly, different countries have different levels of permissiveness when it comes to war. Different countries can wage war in ways in different ways. I'd like to just give an obvious example of how this works just to set this panel off, and that is the issue of aerial bombing. Aerial bombing, when it became a feasible military strategy at the beginning of the 20th century, was treated with repugnance by the signatories of the Hague Convention of 1907. Everyone felt that the idea that civilized countries would use air flight to drop bombs on cities or civilians of other civilized countries was treated with complete repugnance. And indeed, during the First World War, aerial bombing was very little used. France and Britain did not use aerial bombing at all against Germany because Germany was considered a civilized country. As soon as the First World War was over, however, France and Britain both used aerial bombing against civilians to quell anti-colonial uprisings in Damascus and Baghdad. In Baghdad in 1920 and in Damascus in 1925. They dropped bombs on civilians and set off what has been a century since then where it is considered permissible to drop bombs on civilians in that part of the world. Dropping bombs on civilians in other parts of the world would not be considered okay, but we have become used to the hierarchy of nations in which dropping bombs on Baghdad and Damascus is something we are trained into and have been for a century. These are the ways in which this standard of civilization, this idea that some countries have a higher claim on human rights protections, on all kinds of legal protections, has become part of our legal and therefore our internal structures. To discuss the law on war, we have three inspiring and eminent speakers. Avery Gordon, immediately to my left, is a sociologist and writer. She is professor of sociology at the University of California, Santa Barbara. And she is the author of a very varied collection of books, all of which speak in different ways of power and of how it is haunted by its own nightmares, repressions, and exclusions. Her tours of the spirit world of contemporary power relations have taken her repeatedly into the world of the prison, whose constitutive effects, among other things, she will discuss today. Next to her is Ramzi Kassim, professor of law at the City University of New York. He's one of the leading analysts of the reorganization of American law and society around the galvanizing project of the War on Terror. As a lawyer who represents inmates of US detention centers around the world, as well as other people who found themselves on the wrong side of the War on Terror, Ramzi has observed this project from many points of view. And today, he will speak of the many and varied ways in which America is being changed by its relationship to Islam, internal and external. And finally, to my extreme left is Slavenka Drakulic, an analyst of post-communist society, a journalist, novelist, and essayist. She has written mythologies of contemporary absurdity, and she's a powerful observer of the rise of contemporary forms of violence in the former Yugoslavia. Her work has taken her close to the victims of this violence, such as in her investigation of the thousands of women raped in Serbian concentration camps, and also to the perpetrators, where, like Hannah Arendt before her, she strongly resisted the idea of the individual monster, emphasizing instead the political and legal production of violence, which will be her subject today. And so I pass the stage over to Avery. Thank you.